Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Romans 7, verse 13, contains a question asked by the Apostle Paul, and the answer to this question concerning his sinful nature is given. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. The Apostle Paul has examined the purpose of the law and has asked the question, is the law unjust, unholy, and bad? Because through the law came the knowledge of sin. Paul discusses his struggle in Romans chapter 7 between sinfulness and righteousness. Righteousness is the life that he desires to live. He desires to be holy, serving the God of heaven. But sin interferes with that desire on occasion. Paul's answer is that the law was given so that sin might become exceedingly sinful. God has delivered a law unto humanity because of sin. Sin is a reality. Sin exists in our present world. Sin can enter into the heart of any individual. All are susceptible to the temptations of the devil. Sin pollutes and defiles. Genesis 6, verse 11, the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Imagine that God had created the earth in complete perfection. He had placed upon the earth all things that were needful for his creation, all things that would serve the needs of humanity. But sin entered into the world, and sin soon took control of almost every heart that lived upon the earth. Sin had corrupted the perfection of earth that God had created. Sin makes filthy. Sin pollutes. Sin defiles. As God examined the earth in the early days of creation, his verdict was that the earth had become corrupt and filled with violence. Jeremiah, the Old Testament prophet, examined the society and the world in which he preached in the long ago. At Jeremiah 3 and verse 2, the prophet said, "Lift up thine eyes unto the high places, and see where thou hast not been lean with. In the ways hast thou set for them, as the Arabian in the wilderness, and thou hast polluted the land with thy whoredoms and with thy wickedness." Jeremiah declares unto the people of God that they had polluted the earth through their whoredoms and through their wickedness. Through our sinfulness we pollute the earth. Isaiah 24 and verse 5, "The earth also is defiled with the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant." The inhabitants of the earth had defiled the earth. In what manner, in what way had they defiled the earth? They had transgressed the laws. God has given laws. God has a standard by which man is to live. This is the highest standard. This is the most noble of standards. The way of God will cause one to live in happiness and peace and contentment. The law of God will bring fulfillment to the soul of man. Man will prosper and enjoy happiness and peace. But the law of God had been changed, transgressed. The ordinance which he had given, the commandments which he had delivered, had been changed and broken. Sin is the breaking of God's law. Sin is the changing of the ordinance of the law of God. Sin is the transgression of the law of God. This brings defilement to the earth, to the nation. Matthew 15, 18 through 20, Jesus said to those who were hearing him that day, "But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. The accusation that had been brought to Jesus by these religious leaders was that his disciples were not washing their hands before they ate bread, and therefore they were defiled. But Jesus turns the tables and said that what comes from the heart, what pours from the heart, the thinking of humanity, is the beginning of evil. Those things which proceed out of the heart, which are corrupt and evil, they defile the man. Evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies, these are glorified evils of our time. These are the practices of many, many lives. Therefore, the nation is defiled. The earth has become corrupt. Jude 1, verse 8, likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh. Our flesh is defiled with sin. We are made dirty and filthy by sin. 1 Corinthians 3, 16, 17, know ye not that ye are the temple of God? The Apostle Paul is writing to the church of God in Corinth. He is writing to those who have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus through their obedience to the gospel of God, and therefore they have become the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Think how noble that is. Think how worthy that is. Though we can become the temple of God, the holy dwelling place of the Almighty. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Paul affirms that God's temple, our human body, because of our obedience to truth, can become defiled with sin. We can take this holy temple and corrupt and defile it through our sin and our transgression. Sin pollutes and defiles. Sin warps the conscience. Sin changes the way people think. Sin will cause one, as Isaiah said in the long ago, chapter 5, verse 20, call evil good and good evil. Put darkness for light and light for darkness. That put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Their thinking had been warped. There are people today who cannot see anything as wrong. They believe that any action, whichever one might choose to follow, in which one might choose to engage, by which one might choose to live, as good and right. They cannot see darkness. They cannot see evil. They do not believe in sin and transgression. There is a segment of society today that believes that nothing is wrong. Any type of lifestyle can be followed. Any manner of life can be lived. This was the condition in the days of Isaiah. This was the thinking of those to whom the prophet preached. They saw evil as good. They saw good as evil. They saw darkness for light. And they saw light for darkness. They saw bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Such is the condition of sin. Sin will warp our conscience. Sin will cause us to think in a manner that is exactly opposite to the way that God thinks and what God has pronounced. Proverbs 16, verse 25. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. A path which appears to be right can lead to death. A path which appears to be wrong can lead to right. We must see the nature of things in the true light. We must see what sin is. We must understand what sin can cause us to believe and what sin can entice us to think. In Genesis 3 and verse 5, the devil spoke to Eve and said, "For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Eve did not see the tree in the same manner as which God had presented this tree. God had instructed Adam and Eve not to partake of this tree. They were not to touch this tree. They were to keep away from this tree. But the devil caused Eve to see the tree in a different manner. Sin will cause us to see things differently. Sin will cause us to see what is truly wrong, what is truly corrupt, what is truly horrible, as even being right. Ephesians 4:18-19, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. Notice the progression in this passage. Sin progresses. The understanding becomes darkened. There is ignorance of the way of the law of God. There is the blindness of the heart. And eventually one becomes past feeling, so that he gives himself over to all manner of sin and works all manner of uncleanness with greediness. Sin warps the conscience. Sin serves the selfish heart. Sin has no desire to serve others, to help others, to do good. Sin considers only what self wants, what self desires, what is pleasant to self. In John 19 and verse 12, Jesus is standing in the presence of Pilate. The Jews have brought Jesus to Pilate for consent to crucify him. Pilate examines Jesus. He sees that Jesus is a righteous and good man. He determines in his conversation with Jesus that Jesus has done nothing that is worthy of death. And from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, "If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar." They appealed to the selfish heart of Pilate. They enticed Pilate to see what would benefit Pilate rather than what would benefit Christ and what would benefit the world. Philippians 3:18-19. "For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things." The Apostle Paul speaks of a selfish heart. He speaks of a sinful heart that seeks to serve self. Sin causes us to see what self wants, what self desires, and we will go to any length, to any end, in order that our selfish spirit might be satisfied. The apostle said, "Their belly is their God, their glory is in their shame, and they mind earthly things." This is the product of sin. 2 Timothy 3:1-4, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God." This is a description of the self-seeking heart. This is the description of what sin will cause a person to become. Sin will serve the selfish heart. Sin will warp the conscience. Sin will defile and pollute the soul. We must flee from Satan. We must avoid sin. We must seek righteousness by walking according to the commandment and the will of God. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.